Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Beyond the Woods, edited by Paula Garan, performed by Angela Daw and Tim Campbell. For Tanith Lee, September 19th, 1947 to May 24th, 2015. Long before Tanith's passing, I decided to dedicate this anthology to her. Angela Carter may be the mother of the modern fairy tale, but Tanith Lee was one of its closest aunts. You'll find Carter rightly revered in most every academic exploration of fairy tales. Lee is seldom mentioned. Carter has always been considered literary, while Lee is labeled as genre. Ultimately, I think Tanith Lee is probably as influential among today's fairy tale writers, whether they are aware of it or not, as Angela Carter. But Lee did not write only fairy tales. She was a prolific creator of many varieties of fiction. She deserves appreciation from more than just the fairy tale corner. Being honored with a World Fantasy Life Achievement Award at least acknowledged the importance of her body of work. Two of her stories grace this volume. The first, Red as Blood, and the last, Beauty. That, too, had been decided before her passing. Tanith touched a multitude of lives, and I treasured my own long-distance friendship with her. She was, and, I suspect, remains, a magical being. You see, I finished the copy edit of Beauty for this tome and checked my email. I found a note from Tanith's much-beloved husband, John Kane. He had been kind enough to email me the details of the ceremony that celebrated her life. Listen to the last two sentences of Beauty yourself. You decide if the timing was sheer coincidence, or if her magic remains. Introduction. Throwing In. By Paula Garan. The way to read a fairy tale is to throw yourself in. W. H. Auden. Maria Warner's wonderful little book, Once Upon a Time, A Short History of Fairy Tale, was published in late 2014. Delightfully readable, concise yet detailed, it provides the general reader with an excellent and up-to-date introduction to the evolution of the fairy tale as a valued and profound creation of human history and culture. The book also reminded me of the term wonder tale. I think it is really more appropriate, if not as familiar, nomenclature. But I fear if I were to attempt anything like a comprehensive introduction here, I would wind up quoting far too much of it, so I've taken a very informal approach. It is not that I feel Once Upon a Time, A Short History of Fairy Tale is devoid of debatable points. I'll leave all such discussion to the more academic, except for a single point I will dare to address in my most unscholarly fashion. Warner writes, "The most difficult task has now become how to make a story of child abandonment and cannibal witches bearable for children at Christmas, as well as for those older and more knowing, in order to keep the truth-telling inside the stories. Increasingly, the tendency now is to leave them to us, the grown-ups." I think Warner missed something. Actually, quite a few somethings. This anthology collects previously published stories primarily suitable for adults, both retold tales and new wonder stories. Ellen Datlow and Terry Windling's anthology series of Snow White, Blood Red, Black Thorn, White Rose, Ruby Slippers, Golden Tears, Black Swan, White Raven, Silver Birch, Blood Moon, and Black Heart, Ivory Bones is comprised of original fiction by authors who retold or invented new fairy tales. So did my own Once Upon a Time, New Fairy Tales. Kate Bernheimer's literary anthology, My Mother She Killed Me, My Father He Ate Me, 40 New Fairy Tales, was also for adult readers. But Datlow and Windling have also edited books for children. A Wolf at the Door, Swan Sister, and A Troll's Eye View, A Book of Villainous Tales, as well as those for slightly older readers. The Green Man, Tales from the Mythic Forest. The Fairy Reel, Tales from the Twilight Realm. The Coyote Road, Trickster Tales. The Fairy Reel, Tales from the Twilight Realm. Although called speculative fiction, many of the stories for young adults in Firebirds, Firebirds Rising, and